obviously a little bit nervy going into the game, especially looking at some of the results that popped up yesterday. So we didn't want to be another one of those statistics. Tough, especially when you're playing away on their ground. You know, they use every advantage they can. And certainly, Westville did themselves credit today. They threw plenty at us. But, yeah, it was about attitude and about, you know, professionalism more than anything today. And I thought defensively we were very, very good today and stifled Westville. And could have been a little bit better with the ball, but, you know, I can't complain too much having scored 54 points.
Is that one of the hardest things, perhaps, for the players, having to adapt to conditions that they probably wouldn't have seen for a while at amateur level?
Yeah, it is, yeah. And that's not being disrespectful to Westall, but, yeah, you know, the surface wasn't the best, and it is what it is. You've got to... It's really about mental approach, I think, and being professional about things. And, you know, we've spoke about it since the draw was made, really, about making sure that we were mentally prepared and go there and get the job done. And that's what I asked of the players, you know, keep it basic. When your chances come, take them. But as I said, I think the platform was set really with a really good, solid defensive effort, which has pleased me, because we had a few things to fix up from last week, and I thought we'd done that today.
Well, the fact that obviously you had that game last week, the victory over Doncaster 30, victory over North Wales rather, 35-28 in the iPro Sport Cup, means you're in the next round of that as well. Was that a big factor in the win this afternoon, being able to get a win against a quality side under your belt so early in the season?
Yeah, I mean, look, we want to do really well in every competition. Obviously, the club's in a rebuilding stage. I mean, being relegated last year, that hit us pretty hard. You know, we were all very disappointed about that. So we're in the rebuilding phase, and you know, going down into League One, we set our stall out. We want to go as far as we can in the Challenge Cup, and we want to go as far as we can in the Ibrox Cup. And obviously, our main focus is getting back into the Championship, but we're just taking it game by game, and hopefully, you know, we have to win every game we possibly can, and this one's no different. And I'd like to think that our approach to today's game against Worcester was just as good as it was last week against North Wales, and we will prepare the same again next week against Gloucester. You know, we have to go into every game properly prepared and with a really good attitude. And so far, with a new group of players, you know, I've brought 20 new players in, and they're starting to gel really well together now. We've got a real good feel about the camp, and obviously, when you're winning games week in, week out, it only adds to that and makes it a better place to be.
Is that one of the hardest tasks then as a coach, especially at this time of year, with the fact they've had, as you mentioned, that much of a turnover, getting them ready, match fit, ready for, obviously, as you say, the big League One kickoff next weekend?
Yeah, you know, and in some ways, when I looked at the way the fixtures had turned out and the fact that we got these two cup games before we went into the league campaign, I was quite pleased about that, because it's given me a chance to try a few different combinations. It's given the chance to give some boys a chance that probably, you know, that I haven't seen too much of in pre-season. And so we're pretty close to getting our best 17 now. But, and that's the thing, it's giving everybody an opportunity. Everybody's reasonably happy. You know, we've got a good spirit in the camp. Fitness levels are really high, and we haven't got too many injuries at the moment. So, you know, it's a good environment to be in at the moment. And as I say, if we keep on winning, I think that environment will only get better and better.
Who rather would you fancy then in the draw for the next round? Championship clubs coming in as well now, and obviously a few of these amateur sides still in as well. It's been a good weekend for amateur rugby league.
Yeah, indeed it has. You know, and I think that shows the strength of the amateur game, and certainly at conference level. You know, there are some very good teams out there, and I'd like a home draw. If I'm brutally honest with you, I'd like to avoid going away to another amateur club if possible. You know, it's too stressful. I think a home draw would be nice. Obviously against a League One side, or one of the amateur teams that was successful. It'd be nice to get a decent draw so that we can progress and look at a big club then in the fifth round, and that should help the club financially as well.
I think the chairman would fancy a game probably against a Bradford or a Lee then in the next round. Obviously, you'd prefer to avoid them, but I'm sure the chairman or the chief exec would like that one for the coffers.
Yeah, I think from a chief exec point of view, if we get a home draw, he'll be happy. We have to wait and see, obviously, but it'd be nice to get through another round at least and you know, hope to get one of the big boys at home. You know, players at our level dream about playing against Super League, you know, and it'd be nice if that could come true for us. But, you know, obviously, we want to get through the next round first of all. But a home tie, preferably. If not, like I said, we'll just approach it as professional as we can, and we'll go wherever we have to go and do the best we can.